After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in his last days he spoke to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a lot to consider in this evening's reading. Certainly more than I can address comprehensively in just a few minutes. We hear of Jesus instructing his followers to pray for laborers for the Lord's harvest. His sending out of the 72 with authority. Woe spoken concerning cities in which he had done many miracles. Satan falling conquered as a result of the mission of the 72, and the things of God hidden from the wise, but revealed to children. little children. What ties everything together here is the purpose of Jesus' coming, his determination to seek and to save the lost. We see in this reading the church's role in God's plan of redemption. Jesus is the Savior of the world. He lived a life of perfect holiness and died for sin, bearing the full wrath of God in your place and mine, and in the place of every sinner ever. There is no other Savior. As St. Peter boldly proclaimed after our Lord had ascended, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. But Jesus didn't just come to earth as the son of a virgin, grow to adulthood, die on a cross, rise from death, and then ascend back into heaven. Now, to be sure, he did do those things. But he also called people throughout Galilee and Judea and the surrounding areas to repent and believe in the gospel. He sent out his followers to tell others the good news about him. Jesus' incarnation and life and death wouldn't have done you or me any good at all if he hadn't arranged for us to hear not only that it happened, but especially what it means for you and for me. This evening we've heard how already before his work was finished, he was seeing that the word about him got out, answering his followers' prayers to the Lord of the harvest by sending out the 72 to proclaim the kingdom of God, and by proclaiming it, actually causing it to come to be. It's tempting sometimes to wonder why authority to heal the sick and cast out demons isn't something we ordinarily see, or even more, have been given authority to do ourselves. Wouldn't that put an end to the criticism and doubting of Christ deniers, we wonder? Jesus addresses that here, and his answer is no. The places where he performed the most miracles ended up being places where repentance was least in evidence. Jonah had been sent to pagan Nineveh, and in response to his preaching, the whole city repented. The Son of God himself came to Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum, came to them not just teaching, but miraculously healing and cleansing as well. And their response was worse than he would have received in the pagan towns of Tyre and Sidon. Miracles in themselves don't produce faith. As Jesus would say, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should do the greatest miracle of all, should rise from the dead. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the message concerning Jesus. The one who hears you hears me, Jesus tells his disciples. Those whom Jesus sends to proclaim his word are his instruments to call sinners from darkness to light, from sin to faith, from death to life. It seems foolish, doesn't it? Surely he could have done better. There are an awful lot who speak in his name who are neither eloquent, nor wise, nor impressive. Indeed, very few would pass muster as great orators. And yet there's a benefit in that. For in Jesus' design, It's the words that have the power, not the speaker. Our Lord's power is made perfect in weakness, we read. The message is revealed as all the more precious, conveyed as it is via fragile clay jars. You are a child of God, a little child, to whom has been revealed the wisdom of God in the foolishness of the cross, a message delivered to you by humble servants of the Lord. It was God's will to reveal the secrets of his kingdom to you. Forgiveness of sins by his grace, for Jesus' sake, without any merit or worthiness in you. He has redeemed you. He has called you by name. You are his. So rejoice that your name too is written in heaven. For Jesus' sake and through his merit, you have been included in the Lamb's Book of Life. You will not die but live, and for all of eternity recount the saving deeds of your Lord, his deeds that have resulted in forgiveness and eternal life for you. Thank God. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.